Nu v'chol Shabbos. Simon Shin Lamed Ches. The bottom of page 366. Of Pei Gimel on the base. The simon is Devar Ma'aser B'Shabbos. Things that are forbidden on Shabbos. Mishmashmah is called because of making noise. But Chesi from this 8 paragraph. Sif Alf. Says Mishmashmah is called B'Kli Shir. Making noise with a musical instrument. Usher is forbidden. Avala Hakish Aladel. It's okay. It's a but to knock on the door. Stuff like that. Kisha Einoy. To get him Dav Kup Pei Dal. It'll be an Alf. Derek Shir. When it's not in a musical way. What did that permit? Agos says Rama. V'chainim lo Ovid Ma'isa. So to be didn't do an action. Shari it's permitted. Those that call their friends, they whistle like a bird. He let her do it on Shabbos. That's a good alfas. Says Rama further. You're not allowed to bang on Shabbos on the door. On that special ring that's attached to the door, that's the door knocker. Even though you're not intending to make a song, since the vessel is designated for making noise, it's forbidden. Therefore, it's forbidden for the attendant to knock on the door. To call the shul with the special tool that's designated for that. Rather, he has to bang with his hands on the doors. He can't use his special stick that he makes noise with. That's Agabes Yesim in the Piskatesis of Erevin. Says Mishbura, Siv Cotton Aleph. So Machaba said, making noise b'kli shir with a musical instrument is forbidden. Now, lav davka b'kli shir, it's not necessarily with a musical instrument, they laugh b'yad, even my hand. Kren lahakas kav ol kav, to bang palm to palm, heichshu derech simcha b'shir, where it's clapping in the way of joy and of song. Also, it's forbidden, k'mesh kosev b'simen shin lamateh, siv gimel, mitav shem yisak and kli shir, of the concern that you might come to fix a musical instrument. Now, Mada also Sivdal, this that they say it's forbidden in Sivdal, Lahakas Kav, Kav, to bang palm to palm, meaning clapping, Gishmashama, Paris, when you safeguard the fruits, they love real life, is to scare away the birds. Avshu, Inuder Shir, I, that's not through a musical, that's not for musical purposes. Asamatam, the other reason is for a different reason. Shamayitol Tsarar, because you might take a rock, but Yizik Lachun's Ram, and throw it to the street, because Yizik Lavrich, and he wants to chase them away, like we explained over there. But in general, it's only forbidden if you're doing it for musical reasons. Now, if you want to clap, to make the baby happy and to make him quiet, do it backhanded. Take the back of your hand and clap it on your palm. Sorry, that's permitted. Like it's brought over there. If you put water in a vessel full of with holes, to drip into a metal vessel, like people have the raindrops on their ambient music to fall asleep. They have to have a calm, sweet voice through the dripping. Also, that's forbidden. Zabagamkin cliche. That's also like a musical instrument. It's making this calming sounds. But for a sick person, that he should be able to doze off to sleep. Show you that for that it's permitted. Now, if let's say it's the other way around, let's say it's dripping strong. You're doing it to wake up, it's like an alarm clock. The sleeping person from sleep. That's sure, that's permitted. That's not a musical instrument. That's not being done with sweetness and with calmness. It's not like this calm dripping sound. This sound is to the contrary. If he had the calm voice, it would cause him to sleep even more. Rather than they do it like strong drips, so they wake up through the sound. But again, sorry, that's not considered musical. That's considered a disturbing sounds, and therefore that would be permitted. So cut and bass. Then Mechaba continues. So musical sounds, that's forbidden. But just to bang on the door or something like that, which someone wants to say is, even though when you bang on the door, you're also intending that it should make noise. They should have to go that they should open up the door for you. Mutu, that's permitted. I feel a makish b'kli, even if you're banging with some type of a tool. Kivain, shein the derech shir, since it's not musical, that's going to be okay. Because as the Sharatzin Leizdal says, because the Ramah doesn't say it's forbidden, only with a special tool designated for that, like the door knocker. But to knock with your knuckles, or any other, let's say a bag that you're holding, that's not a problem. Sivkot and Gimel, now the Ramah said, so if you don't do an action, it's permitted. So therefore, those that they call their friends and they whistle I compared that's permitted on Shabbos. I mean, that is afilu imana makol kainshir. Even though he sweetens the sound like a song, sure, that's permitted. The legrosu b'zeichet over the pad. They didn't make it exer when you do it with your mouth, but you're doing something with your hands. That's an action that would be forbidden. So if cotton doubt, and you say you're not allowed to bang with a door knocker, even though you're not even intending for a musical sound. But since the tool is miyuchel lekach, it's designated for this, it can be forbidden. It's someone what I'm saying is shemiyuchel shemiyakol. It's designated to make sounds. Chashinon, so we're concerned shemiyachav l'shir might go do might want to make a song out of when he's using the door knocker, which the Sharetzin Izvav brings us from the Beis Yosef. So Lavush gives the reason is because he might come to fix it. But be that as it may, he says the Mishmurim. So that's why it's concerning. Now v'choshken l'shemiyakol b'kli. For sure, to make sounds with a tool, shakarin kamerton, which it's some type of a fork, metal fork, that's a tuning, what's it called again? It's a tuning fork. But we use it to tune the musical instruments. That pshita the aser, that's obvious, that's forbidden. The cliché, because that's considered a musical instrument, become mechamel l'shir, it's also intending to for music. With Barzel, regarding iron, Shapesach Ninol Beniftach Bay, regarding this metal that the opening is closed and open with it, near the Mutal Hakish Baladelis, it seemed that it's permitted to knock with it on the door. So that the people in the house hear him so that they open up for him. That iron is not meant for making noise, it's meant to just open or close the door. So you can knock on that, you can make noise with that, it's not considered a daba hamayuchid lekach. And that would be problematic. Sivkot and Halek, we said, also is forbidden. I'm Bel Yahab, God, and Mizan, Nishma, from this, you understand. The what the same thing is, also limshech bechuta inbo b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to pull the string of the bell on Shabbos, which obviously people had these manual bells that made noise that the people in the courtyard in the house should hear, and beyftically should open up them. Because that tool is designated for making noise. That's also his intent. Where he talks about this. Now, regarding, are you allowed to open up a door? When you know there's a bell, sometimes you have like a door that go like certain stores. You open up and make ding, 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 ding. When you just open the door, look later on, we'll discuss it. Siv Katan Vav. Ramah said further, since we say now use a kli meyuchel lekach, so the shamish is not allowed to go and bang on the doors to call to shul with this tool that he would use. Because of a tazkan, the taz of your right of your day, and also your day some mishpah base. The mizem mukhav b'mir, it's obvious. Thus litlis b'shabbos, you're not allowed to hang on Shabbos. Ois na perdoiches, those curtains in front of the aron kodesh should be pamoimen, or really anywhere. But here that has bells on the bottom. Lashmiya kol kishu paiskel aron. They open up the aron kodesh. Sometimes they would have the bottom of the pareches would have these bells. That it's problematic because it's this is what it's meant for. V'chein litlis apamoyin aloatzei chaim shal sefer Torah. Some people have on the crowns of the sefer Torah. Well, on the atzei chaim they have these bells. Kivin the ikra avid telekol. Since primary it's meant to make noise, says the Taz, that's problematic. The Shachar would disagree with them. We tell them to come along because we hold the Tzarek Mitzvah Shari. The purpose of Mitzvah is permitted because of Shin Lamites. As we find the Mutl Rakim Simchas Tarluch by the Torah. We see not allowed to dance because of concern you might come to fix the musical instrument, but you're allowed to dance off of the cover of the Torah on Simchas Torah. It's a Nitra. Mitzvah is a Shishmo Ombi Yukumu that people should hear that the Sneva Torah is coming or that the opening of the Aron Kodesh and that they should get it, stand up. It's not similar to the Shamish calling people to shul that's forbidden. And you could do it a different way. The one who's opening up the curtain, he's not intending for it to make the noise at all. Just to take the Sevatari, just happens to us to do that. That his opinion with it is, in Lasikim B'Shabbos. My son, initially, one should not do this on Shabbos. Had to be it doesn't make in the place where the custom is to treat it permittedly, like the pin the market rum in because we other don't protest what they're doing. I kind of shine up at the other's words. Huh? Yeah, the shine is what's considered the bar mitzvah. That's the saying you have to know where the line is. That's what he's saying that one should not, if it's not Makavar HaTaira, one should not, that's the famous Shmuz, right? That's what the Dishu talks about. Regarding Mutl of Teich HaDeles, if you're allowed to open up the door, because your Dishu Pa'imbal, if you know that there's a bell, so that's what he mentioned beforehand, totally Gamkin is the Taz of Magin Ramana. So it depends also on the Taz and Magin Ramana that we mentioned. But Taz Aser, Magin Ram, Khan over here, Rechim Mishim Shinal, say, God, hey, I'm Shaman Lakuba, they're short permitted. Why? They're Kishabaseh HaDeles, Beshabas, when someone's opening the door on Shabbos, Emechav Lashmiko, it's not intending to make the noise, it just happens to happen. It's obvious. It also says that it is problematic. Given the emblem, since the bell is designated to make noise, enough. It doesn't make a difference what he's not intending for that. It's a Sharati and Ice Zion brings. How do we see that from the Vilna Gaon? Because he saw some over there in his beer, and he shows the source to the words of Ram over there that you're not allowed to wear a garment that has a bell that makes noise. From this, that the Gemara says forbidden to take your animal in the courtyard with a bell that's not plugged up. And the truth is, the words of Rashi, what's the reason why they said this forbidden? Based on Heshita. So you see that the Vilna Gaon holds not like that. And this would be permitted of Neches for a slave to go out with a bell in his garment and has a bell, a clapper inside of that, which that's the riot that's brought Nagoy's Mamadi for Heshita that he holds as permitted. That's talking about with a bell that's plugged up. And even the Gaon holds like this, like in this Simon, that if he's not intending for the sound that's permitted, that's Davka, like, for example, like a pit with the wheel that's not made initially to make any noise at all, just to draw water. So it's making noise, fine. But this bell that's made initially and it's attached to the garment to make noise, and this guy's wearing the garment, it's as if he's intending with that. And the Vilna Gaon is not pleased with the Teres Magid Ram over there, that's only by minors that's permitted, because that's a big doichik. And this, it brings a rai from the end of the word Shulti Gibram. It's not a rai here, because the proof of the Shulti Gibram is only when the bell is made to make the kids happy and to quiet them down. And therefore, an adult is forbidden to carry him. And the truth is that Goy Salvasi and Nim the Riaz, and Goy Maimni and Nim the Ram, they disagree together on this far, and the Torah and the Simon that doesn't quote only the word, beginning words of the Ram, regarding the ring that has a stone in its hollow, in its cavity, permitted to place on the table. It doesn't quote the end of his words regarding bell. It sounds like that he holds the Davka regarding Tabas's Mota, even though Memela is going to make a sound, because you're not intending for a sound at all, which is not the case by a bell, which is attached to the garment initially, only for this purpose, that it makes noise when he's going, and he's wearing it, then yeah, it's like as if it's Muhammad. It sounds like the Vilna Gaon does not hold like that.
And then continues Mishnah Berurah, says, and also Begambel Yerab Metzadel, Rab is also inclined, the Ein Lahogam Matam Zalachod, not to be leaned for this reason itself, Elgab Perechis, owned by the Perechis, do most of the Mitzvah, which is a Mitzvah thing. As the Sharatino Yitzchah says, Nosan Mugram himself and Simishan Hesav Kon Hey Rai, is that possible that the bell with the clapper is included in the musical instrument? But that's the case, it's logical that it doesn't depend on his intent. And this that he's leaning over here regarding the Perechis, possibly it's only because of a combination with the first reason that's a Milsa the Mitzvah, or because he retracts from that over there. And you have to, it requires further analysis what he means. But that's the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, it definitely is appropriate. She asked me every Shabbos in Bel Me'al Gabe Pesach to remove from before Shabbos the bell, the clapper from the doorway, or plug it up with wool or some type of rags. Shleisha makolir shouldn't make noise. But in the present situation, if you got it, you didn't remove him before Shabbos or Bechol Kagam, anything similar to that, near the Yochel Ismach al Sfar, now Lachol, it would seem one could rely on that logic to be lenient, Kimin Shein Mecham Lashmi, since he's not intending to make the noise. Sivkat and Zayin. So it said that the Shamish is not allowed to bang on the doors to call to Shul. Through a tool that's designated. The Shamash, the intendant, takes on Shabbos, Kli Acher, a different tool, Lahakas B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. So it's not the one that's Miyuchad. This that the Shamash bangs and Shul on the table, Mashmiya Kol, and makes a sound, to quiet the people for Chazar Sashatz, that the people shouldn't be talking. That's not a problem. Even if it's hitting with something, with some type of a stick. Since it's not hitting with a stick that's designated for that, I think that's not a problem. Said, musical instruments are forbidden, but to bang on the door or something like that, when you're not intending, and they're not doing it in a way of music, is permitted. Now, Rabbi Agra writes that the Iker regarding this is like the Yerushalmi that's stringent regarding this. And he holds like the pin of the Rach, that's brought in the Rif, like over there. But the Velt is not to be made like the pin of the Shulchan Aruch. But what's difficult to me, says the Be'alach, is that he writes that it's not permitted only if he's not intending any sound at all. Like the wheel of the pit or something like that, where you just want to drop the water. You don't want the cranking noise. Now, he wants to answer with this that it shouldn't be arrived from a member that permits initially Mechaza, and he wasn't concerned for that it introduces sound. And this that he answers the stem of the Gemara with it that in the beginning that brings a Rai. But in the beginning for Ula from the mission that you can fill up water from the Bar HaGoyla, I should have said Al-Tamech, according to reasoning, he's not intending for any coil. Obviously, like the way HaGoyla's Memnon writes over there, that's possible that there is a need for the sound regarding this, look over there. Now maybe that's only according to the Gemara's Havamin over there, but L'maskan the Gemara, then we don't need all this, and Iker Tam, according to everyone, is only because maybe you're going to fill it up for your garden and for your, that's the problem. However, it would seem that to bang on the door backhandedly, it's permitted according to everyone, even if his intention is to make noise, because not better than hitting and what's called clapping, there also his intention is to make noise. And even though the Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Amates is the Gimel, make a look over there. The Maschal of Dallas that the Ramah brought that's forbidden to knock on Shabbos on the door with the door knocker. Now, Beisesev, he brings this in the name of the Augur, and he's bothered over there regarding this. He says, if he holds like Ula, then even if it's not designated for that, it should be forbidden. And if he holds like Rabbah, even if it's designated also, since it's not a kosher shear, it should not be a problem. The answer is that the reason is because you might intend it for musical. Now, it's difficult because it's obvious in Gemara Eivon of Kavdal that where you're intending to wake up your friend and you know, you're not doing it in a sweet way like a musical, such a banging, to the contrary, would make him fall asleep. Rather, you're doing it strongly, and then you waken him. So what's this maybe you're going to intend for music? Here you're doing it strong. You want people to hear you to open up the door. And if you're going to say, we're concerned that if we permit him regarding this, he might come in general to bang sweet like in the musical way. If that's the case, so why is the Gemara permitted over there to drip for a healthy person strongly to wake him up? You should be concerned that if you drip it this time, you might do it a different time in a way that's sweet and soft. However, you could say that over here, where it's a tool that's designated to make sounds, we're concerned for this, which is not the case over there. However, you should know that in Pirshei Mishnayos Rambam, it sounds like they're permitted to knock on the door, even with the chain that's attached to it, because you're not doing it in the way of music. We said that you're not bang with the knocker, even though you're not intending for music, but still, since it's the tool that's designated for that. So he said, let me look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. This is what I wrote, naming Ali Ram Pir Megadim, where he's mitzayin to the Be'alach over here. And with this, also Magen Ram would agree that it's forbidden, since his intention is to make sounds. Now, he says, I saw in the Sivik HaKol HaShabbos that he writes that in a pressing situation when you can't go into a house or a court without this, you can be lenient, for the reason that you can rely on the Shita Sariv, that since not in a musical way, it can be permitted. He says, I don't know what he's saying. Because according to what the Beis comes out, and the Ramah quotes it, that in the Kliya Meyuch Lekach is different, also the Shita Sariv, the passing like Rav, it's also, and maybe you could say that he holds, that when the fact Mechaba is Seisim Mestama, that to bang on the door is permitted, and he didn't stipulate that Afka Beklisha in the Meyuchad, Mestama that he holds, that according to the Rif, the passing like Rav, in all cases is going to be permitted. And the Ramah that brings the opinion of the Augur disagrees on this, and this that doesn't write in the name of Yesh. I mean, we find this in many places like that. But it's a deichi, it's pushing it. And this that also brings from the Stam mission that B'nai Malachim, that the princes could go up with Zugan with these bells, is also difficult very much to rely on this, because the Ramban, Simish and Avos, Simchav Gimel, it says over there that it's forbidden. And the Vilna Gaon writes over there that the Mishnah is talking about where the bells are plugged up, that it doesn't make the sound of the clapper. And even according to the Pindin Magen Avraham over there, that permits even when it's not plugged up, his reason over there is because you don't need the sound, which is not the case over here, where you're intending to make the noise so that they open up the door. Also, according to Magen Avraham would be forbidden, like the Prima Gadam writes. You could say that this is only according to what the Ramah paskins, that the B'kliyam Yuchel Shmiya Koil is forbidden even if it's not kosher shir. And if it's possible that in a pressing situation we could rely on what we brought previously in the name of the Pirish Mashiach Saram, that it sounds like that he holds that this is also permitted since it's not a kosher shir. And also the guy's Maimon over there, it sounds like that he's lenient by a bell with a clapper since you don't need the sound. And he needed this only according to the Pirish Rabbi Nachnal, which is not the case according to the Pesach Hariv, would be permitted regarding this in all situations since it's not a kosher shir. Also, you could say in a different way that this that the Ramah passing the Beklim Yuchel Hashmei Kol is also is not because it's a full fledged rabbinic prohibition, rather because it looks like Uvid Nachal. And that's something liberated from Prima Gadim and the Sefer Tzitzis Shabbos that permits to bang on the door with a Klim Yuchel, if it's Miyuchel only for Shabbos, it doesn't need it for like a Shabbos utility. If that's the case, according to what's brought in the Mishnah Lam Gimel Sif Alf in the Ramah, that a Swiss is permitted to Tzarech Mitzah, and that is something that's only because of Ubd Nechol, that type of Isra Rabban, like the Prima Gadim writes over there, because the full-fledged was, for sure it's forbidden to do himself. If that's the case, in our situation, when you can't go into the house at night time to go to sleep, there's no Tzarech Shabbos more than that, And don't be saying this from what's brought in the Yerushalmi, that's brought in the Rashi, be saying that Ravin slept on the shahr because he didn't want to bang on the door, because there he holds that to introduce sound is also asa, and this lav davka would a klisher. If that's the case of full-fledged Isra Abanan, then we don't permit because it's Harak Shabbos, which is not the case according to us, that we pass like Rava, that we didn't make forbidden only kol shal shir, but stam to make sound, we didn't make forbidden at all. You could say, Pepshitas, that this they said forbidden with a klim yuchel ashmei kol is only because of open the chal. If that's the case, open the chal, we'd be lenient, l'tzarech mitzvah. He says, however, all this we wrote to find a way in the present situation. But initially, one has to be diligent by himself not to come to this, and also be the Evan. If he could pull the string through some shina in an abnormal way, definitely better to do that. As Burton Shalom attests of Gimel, that to clap backhanded is permitted, and even regarding ringing a bell, it sounds like over there not to be lean regarding this, as Burton within Be'er Lochev. With this all, in a pressing situation, one does not have to be stringent. He says, what comes out from all this is that to pull the string of the bell on Shabbos is brought many achrayim explicitly, Al Rabbi Magadim, the Vilna Goyim, it's obvious that's forbidden. However, if you cannot go into the courtyard to go to sleep without this, so then you can rely to be leaning because of covered Shabbos. However, to pull the string of the bell that's made in this house to make sound for the maid, that you cannot be limited regarding this at all, because it's possible without that, and therefore that's the elusive of the Shabbos, that's the grading of Shabbos. The Maskel Aser, so he said, since the Klimi Uchlekach it's forbidden, and therefore we said it's forbidden for the Shamash to bang on the doors to call to Shul through the Kli that's designated for that. Now regarding if you're permitted to move that Kli, if that's considered a Kli Shemalachtoi Le Iser, so look at Prima Gordon that he's not sure regarding this, which dish number 31 brings, explaining this, that regarding brooms that you sweep the ground, Lavush writes in Simet Shenchas that anything that's forbidden because of a stama stringency, that is, the issa to sweep them in a tall place, as brought in Prima Gadam, there's no issa of moving. And according to his words, is the Prima Gadam is not sure if a kli that's designated for banging on the doors, which are most machma not to bang with, is that forbidden to move like a kli shalach le issa. However, in practice, Mishbur writes in Simet Shenchas that we hold not like the opinion of Lavush, and it's forbidden to move these brooms, even just move it. Now, another reason, Shlomazam is not sure if this ring that's on the door is considered muktzah. It's possible that since it's permitted to move it through the door, so we don't qualify it as a muktzah. And even if we're going to say that the door knocker is muktzah, Shlomazam writes that the door does not become secondary, like a bus is to the ring, because for something that's attached to the ground, which what the door is, it doesn't take effect a name of buses because of its significance. It's not bottled to the thing that's on it, as brought regarding a nair that's attached to a door, where in the situation where it's not burning or being extinguished, you're allowed to open up and close the door, and does not become a buses secondary to the nair. Now, regarding an instrument that people are makbid not to use them for anything else, some holds that they are mukta machmas kasar and kis because of the loss of money, that people would not want anything to happen to it. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one. In our times, we were not proficient in making instruments. The Halacha writes later on, Simon Shalom Tess, even because of this, their custom is to be lenient to clap. However, it's forbidden to play instruments. Shana Halacha, he writes based on Mishabu later on, Simon Shalom Tess, that Dafka B'Simchas Torah, it's permitted to clap and to dance when they're saying praise for the Torah, because they cover the Torah, but by other Simchas HaMitzah, it's forbidden to dance and to clap. However, those who are lean regarding this, you don't protest, but Shalei B'Mokha Mitzah is definitely not Kedai to allow such a custom. There's number two, to make musical sounds on Shabbos through a grumma, indirect cause. Someone writes, if the words of Paiskim would seem that it's forbidden, because they might suspect him that he's being over the Issa of Shema's Kol, which is making these sounds, regarding a clock that makes a musical sound, they didn't permit you to intend that to ring on Shabbos. This is because everyone knows that the norm is that to do that from before Shabbos, and also regarding Shabbos clocks, we discussed it later on Sivkat and Yodal, regarding making sounds not through a musical instrument that the Issa is only because of the Kol, but Shem Zaman is a client, that would be permitted through a grumma, through indirect cause. Dishon number four. He said we weren't geyser with the musical sounds when you're doing with your mouth, and even if you put your finger in your mouth and through that the sound comes out, the Aruch Shulchan writes that's permitted because the ikar thing is being done in the mouth, and the hand is not functioning just to help the whistle go well. Now in our times, brought the name of the Chazon Ish, even during the weekday, one should not whistle with his mouth because it's considered like preetzus as very inappropriate behavior. Dishu number five, a toy, a tchotchke, whatever, that makes sounds through pressing on the button or something like that. Chuzik is Mishra writes, it's not appropriate for children to play with it. It has a halacha like kli shel macht le'ister, that's meant for a prohibited function. And you're allowed to move it. Let's talk if you need the space or the item itself to use for something else. But a toy that makes sounds right when you touch it is forbidden to move because it's going to make sounds. This girl holds that if it doesn't make sounds without pressing on it, it's not muktzah, you're allowed to move it without making the sounds. But if it makes sounds right when you move it, then it's muktzah and you're not allowed to move it. Another Mishal Zaman holds that even a toy that makes sounds in a mechanical way, obviously not if it's not if it's electrical, right when you move it, it's permitted for an adult to give it to a child to play with on Shabbos. And the reason for that is, he writes, that since it's recognizable to everyone that it's a sound of a child's toy, it's not forbidden because of Bavon Dechol. It doesn't look like a weekday type of activity. And it's extra stringency to make it forbidden on the child. Regarding an adult that wants to make a sound with it on Shabbos to calm down the child, he's not sure whether if that's going to be permitted. Dish number six, regarding speaking in a ramkol, in a megaphone on Shabbos, microphone, for example, let's say it was left on open from before Shabbos, not a microphone. He organized that it should be open on Shabbos through like a Shabbos clock. Someone writes that even though there's no chashash malacha, it's not electrical. However, you know, I'll do this because of avshem milsa. It makes a lot of noise. Shmuel Gizmoyche writes there's even a concern about malacha because he's introducing a new sound and also causing the change of an electrical. Sounds like maybe that is electrical. That the strength of the electrical current. And also, it's logical that it's included in the gzeira. Shmi Yizak and Klisha, you might come to fix the instrument when there's problems with the ramkol, and everything. Every person can fix it. According to Chaznish, Chubas Mechaz Yitzchak writes that even there's a problem with electricity, or maybe with the fixing of the thing. Chubas Shavalevi adds on that in all situations, there's also a problem because of zilzal and kavod Shabbos. A chazan that was warned not to daven with a microphone on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he's not concerned to the words of the rabbis. Chubas Yitzchak writes that his shechita is possible, and he has a halacha like Mechal Shabbos b'vahesir. Currently speaking on Shabbos with a person that has a machine for hearing aid, Chaznish holds that it's forbidden to speak with him because the speaking increases the electrical current, and through that is how he hears. That's a pinel b'yashiv. Not that Jewish Gemara writes that permitted to speak with him because it's a great need, and the biblical concerns that you have with speaking on Shabbos on microphone are not so clear, and it's also logical that by a hearing aid, you don't have the Yisurim that you have to be concerned regarding a microphone. However, it's possible, it is appropriate not to speak specifically just to him, and only if it's not possible in any other way, then it's not forbidden. That's also pinel b'shul mazaman, that's permitted, because the increase of the current is not considered as a makom patish, because the hearing aid is already wired and prepared for that, and when you're speaking, it's not considered only like utility of a vessel. And on this of making a vessel, it's not forbidden because it's a small thing and it doesn't last, and the changes in the wires are less than even a, literally like a second. And even according to Chaznish, it's permitted to utilize it. And however, it does depend on the type of hearing aid. However, to turn on or turn off on Shabbos the hearing aid, Shem Zaman instruct that's forbidden. Shabbos Mechaz Yitzchak writes it's. You have to look into this further. You have to make a forbidden utility in the hearing aid. No, she brings some chubas. Yabi Yomim from Avandu Yosef. That brings from Shlomo Zalman. That remains with a tzarchin. And other chubas, the Mechaz Yitzchak writes, they're permitted to utilize a hearing aid. And also, there's no concern for the prohibition about Hishma's call making sound because the sound's not heard on the outside. And also, Chazal and Nagoizer and the sound on the voice of a person that comes out of his mouth, even if it goes through an instrument, is dafka when he hears a different sound. For example, it's with a shofar that the one who hears the. The one who hears the sound of the shofar, not the sound of the one who is blowing. Now, to be a shatz or balkar in a place where one of the misbalim is wearing a hearing aid, Stipler held that it's possible and it's permitted because it's considered like psikrish like nichli. It's inevitable, but that the one who's doing is not pleased with this. He adds on that it's possible that that the hearing aid is already functioning because of other sounds that are being heard in the room, and the shatz is not is strengthening with his words. The hearing aid, but let me say it doesn't come out conclusively. I'll look in Derech 6 from Chaim Kaniski. Pinel b'yashav is that permitted to be a shleich tzibur or balkar in the place where one of the misbalim is wearing a hearing aid because he's announcing his voice to the tzibur, and this person hears on his own. In such a situation, the malach is not mesiaches, not even associated with the shleich tzibur. Pinel skrielitz is not to permit because of psikrish leinichle, because since the shatz is intending to have his voice heard to all the misbalim over there, and therefore that's not psikrish leinichle. However, to speak with a different person when the one who's wearing the hearing aid hears their words, it's permitted when you're not speaking directly to that person. However, his opinion is that the custom is to be lenient, to be a shatz of bakari in such a place. Dish number seven. Someone attaches on his door a door knocker that's designated just for Shabbos. The Chubas Shavalevi is not sure if it's permitted to utilize it. Like upon them in the house that You don't hear the sound when people are knocking on the door. And he writes over there that since he changed on Shabbos, what's usually done during the weekday, whoever does this, conducts himself as if this is permitted, we don't reject him as long as you write in the designated just for Shabbos. Dish number 8, the small bells that are found in our times on the crowns of the Sefer Torah, the Chumash of Levi writes that according to all opinions, no problem by Issach Maskol, because Kamat, you don't even hear their sounds, and they're not made just really for beautification. And the Mo Machlik is only by large bells, like a little bit large, that their sound is heard. Dish number 9, Rosh Hashanah holds that in our times, we don't place the bells only for just to cover the Sefer Torah and not to hear that the people should hear and stand up. And they're in the Tzorachin, if that's considered as a Tzorach Mitzah. Dish number 11, a child that's going with a garment that makes sounds from bells that are hanging on it, and it's recognized what the sound is coming from his garment, Shlomo Zalman holds that you don't have to plug up the bells, because since Burton be Halacha, that making sound is not for song, is not forbidden, it's only because it looks like a udachal, and it's recognizable that the sound is coming from the garment, so there's no problem about also udachal, and also adults, even though adults, it's appropriate to be stringent, that they shouldn't make sound even in such a situation, however, we wouldn't make it forbidden for children. He adds on that, therefore you have to say, that this is Magen Maharaj writes in Sfim Mishan Aleph, to say it's forbidden by the garments of minors, is talking about in a situation where the sound is not recognizable, it's coming from the garments of the children, and for that reason, it would possibly be problematic.